Unit 7. In the Brazilian Amazon, many indigenous people formed their own tribes. Their houses were built by kinked ropes and leaves on plants that were not shriveled. They greatly depended on Mother Nature as their home, livelihood, and food provider. They licked sap out of trees, ate fruits, and caught animals to cook. Every night, Indians gathered to celebrate with plenty of food, which their gods had provided, and chuckled as the celebrations heightened. However, their peace was destroyed by the greedy government who tried to develop a city in that area. People began to cut down trees, which were home to numerous animals and indigenous people. These baneful actions seriously offended the Indians, so they decided to declare war on the people who were destroying their land. All Indian men prepared weapons, and women, with their toddlers, stood before the tree-cutting machines so that those trees could not be cut. They encrypted their language with symbols and signs and put a fence over all the places that people might enter. Indian men began to attack on the steel machines that cut the trees indiscriminately. Because the Indians were novice in warfare, many of them did not know how to fight. When their husbands, friends, and fathers returned as cadavers, the injured Indians felt unbearable sorrow. They interred those dead warriors and decided to speak to those cruel people. The Indians screamed so hard that the tendons on their necks stood out, saying that they should stop the war and stop destroying their lives. Some metaphysicians stated that if people cut down trees, it is the same thing as cutting down these Indians' lives. However, the government did not listen. The chief of the tribe, who was in the convalescent stage, was enraged and cursed the heavens, praying that an asteroid would come down to Earth and destroy their cruel government.